Another day, another resistant minority of legislators putting a stop to reauthorizing funds for Arkansas's private option. At least that was the story in the House of Representatives, where the bill failed on a 72-25 vote. It's the third time this week that funding the program couldn't get the 3/4 majority from that body. On the Senate side, things went a bit more smoothly, if intensely, as the bill squeaked by with just enough votes for a supermajority.
Clark. Cooper.
With 27 votes for and 8 against. But before the vote, another round of debate. Republican Senator Jim Hendren of Gravette challenged the notion that there were no alternatives to the private option, making reference to amendments he had presented this fiscal session.
It wasn't an alternative for theatrics. It wasn't an alternative for messaging.
Hendren had proposed to cap enrollment in the program, a plan which garnered support from only a few fellow opponents of the private option. Democratic Senator Stephanie Flowers spoke in support of the program, making the case that the private option would uplift the poor. One has the right to pursue life and liberty, she said.
And one can't do that without good health.
On the House floor, the debate was more drawn out, approaching many facets of the program, which State Representative John Burris tried to clear up for members who had questions on things like the makeup of Arkansas's health care exchange.
Our exchange is the healthiest in the country. 54% of the population on our exchange is under the age of 40. Nobody else is even close.
And again, he reminded legislators that in a fiscal session, there's a limit to what major policy changes can be made.
Even if you disagree with everything that I just said, I think you can step back and realize that we're somewhat restricted in what we can do.
House Speaker Davy Carter agreed, saying he welcomes debate over policy.
But to carry it on in this gamesmanship manner, with all of the while knowing that the bill is eventually going to pass, is not the way a fiscal session could go. I mean, enough's enough.
The House will return this morning on what is normally a day off for the legislature to try another vote. Chris Hickey, KUAR News.